This is Microbe Talk, the podcast from the Microbiology Society. Laura here, and today we're going to be travelling overseas to Canada to find out how Microbiology Society grants are helping researchers find ways to make antibiotics last longer and hopefully prevent the development of antimicrobial resistance.
My name is Mayri Alejandra Diaz de Rienzo. People at work call me Ale. And I'm a lecturer in biotechnology at Liverpool John Moores University.
Ale is in Quebec at the Armand Frappier Institute, which is part of the Canadian National Institute for Scientific Research. Her visit was partially funded by the Microbiology Society through a research visit grant. The Society offers grants of up to £3,000 to support members planning a research visit to another laboratory. It supports visits of 1 to 3 months and contributes to travel, accommodation, and other costs. In this episode, I'm going to be catching up with Ale on her second to last day in the lab to find out how her visit has gone. So, Ale, could you give us a quick explanation of the research you've been doing in Canada?
I came to collaborate in a research project that involved the synergy between different drugs to make the life of the antibiotics to work for longer and be more effective. So I work with biosurfactant, and here the group, the leading group, is one of the main groups that are expert working on biosurfactants.
What exactly is a biosurfactant?
Biosurfactant is a molecule using a physicochemical language, is an agent able to reduce the surface tension of the water, but in more of a common language, it's a soap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the soap. When we wash our dishes, the dishes are full of grease. So when we put the soap helps to build an interface between the grease and the water to wash the dish. So a biosurfactant is that soap that makes things easier or grease easier to remove.
What does a biosurfactant have to do with antimicrobials?
Some of the biosurfactants that we work with are well known to have antimicrobial properties. So they reduce the viability of the cells, microbial cells. So in some cases they avoid the growth, and in another case, they just have like a killing effect. They are more bactericidal than bacteriostatic molecules. But the concentrations that we use at the moment are too high, and there is when it comes the synergy with the antibiotics. Some antibiotics don't work on microbes, and if we combine them, maybe with this biosurfactant, we will be able to have a more effective compound against pathogens.
Oh, I see. So if a antibiotic wouldn't work on its own, if you combine it with a biosurfactant, it might help clear an infection more effectively.
Yes, exactly.
And you're running these experiments in the lab of Professor Eric Desiel. Why did you choose to visit this lab in particular?
I've been working with biosurfactant for quite a while now. I've been in different groups that are leading the research on that field particularly. I've been in Northern Ireland, I've been in Spain, and other labs in England. But one name that always comes up when you look out for biosurfactant was Eric Desiel. So Professor Desiel is based here in Canada. So last year I contacted him and I proposed this collaboration. He was very friendly, easy to approach, and he was very interested in the topic. So he agreed almost straight away. We had a few conversations about exactly what to do, what biosurfactants use, and what antibiotics will be used, the kind of microorganism, because it's not easy, and the time frame is short. So if we want to do things right, it takes time, but at least you have a proof of concept. At least you know that it's worth in doing research on the topic.
Your research visit is for just over 7 weeks. How did you go about designing a project for such a short length of time? It must be quite challenging.
So After we decide what were the biosurfactants to use and the antibiotics to use, we try to test them in just three different microorganisms. The methodology is very time consuming. For the 7 weeks, I had time to try all the combinations that I came to do through a method called the checkboard. The checkboard method allows you to try two different drugs on one microorganism at different concentrations. So you have to ordinate with one compound and then the abscess with the other compound. You put yourself or your microbe and then you start playing with the concentrations. So you get the MIC or the minimal inhibitory concentration. So we are talking about a 96 well plate to use just two drugs or two compounds, in my case, one biosurfactant and one antibiotic and one microorganism at different concentration. The challenge is I have three microorganisms, I have four biosurfactants and about five antibiotics. And the first time that you run the experiment, you don't know what to expect. So sometimes I didn't see any effects, sometimes I just killed them all. So you have to try different concentrations until you optimize what you're looking for. So I had to tailor that down using just one microorganism and just two compounds to make sure that at least that one was absolutely correct. So it's a very, very time consuming because 7 weeks is not a lot of time taking into account. The first week is more admin work, getting used to the lab, getting the car access, everything. So as you say, it's tricky.
Yeah, sounds it. It's great that you've been able to complete all of the experiments that you were hoping to do though. Have you been able to get some good results?
To my surprise, it was a nice surprise. When I came here, I brought the biosurfactants that I want to try, but in the lab, they have these new two biosurfactants they were just producing. The paper is out already from this group, and I had the opportunity to work with these new compounds. We got very exciting results, and the paper is meant to go out next month, in August. So I complete some experiments that were missing for the article, and hopefully will be out next month in August.
That's so exciting.
You feel very good about what can you do in such a short period of time and then can shape or complete a work that has been carried out for quite a while. So I came to do one thing. I ended up to two. I'm taking with me to England all the methods and the way to evaluate synergy for my future experiment, of my students, of my lab. And as well, I got this publication with this group, which is, for me, amazing.
How does the work you've done during this research visit compare to the work you do in your lab at Liverpool John Moores?
It's a big group compared with my group in England because we're new university, new lectures, we're just adapting to the new system. And here we are talking about 15 students, maybe. So you have like 5 masters, 10 PhD, plus the postdoc. So it's a very big group. But everybody is friendly. They have welcomed me very, very, very nicely. So it has been nice.
And what's your lab like back at home?
I've been in John Moores for 2 years now, well, 2 years in September, so I'm quite of a new lecturer. I don't have yet a PhD student. I hope to get it this summer. And the project will be based on this synergy of different compounds and exploring a little bit more the possible industrial applications. And if it's possible, the molecular side associated to the synergy. So it's a lot to do, a lot to work with. But I think the synergy or the combination of drugs would be a good strategy to extend the life of antibiotics in the future. The potential of just one molecule, it seems less likely nowadays because the resistant, the antimicrobial resistant, the microorganisms are very smart. When we treat them, they know how to react and evolve. So if we treat them with a combination of drugs, we have a better chance to overcome antimicrobial resistance.
To celebrate the Microbiology Society's 75th anniversary, ahead of our 2020 annual conference, we will be hosting a special one-day event. The Fleming Showcase will highlight previous winners of the Microbiology Society Fleming Prize and celebrate the impact of microbiologists past, present, and future. Final year PhD students, or those within a year of completion, can attend and present their research during one of our 5-minute thesis slots. This is a great opportunity for early career microbiologists to present their work in front of a range of world-leading scientists, including Professors Bonnie Basler, Edward Holmes, and Nobel laureate Sir Paul Nurse. To apply, submit a graphical abstract, along with 3 sentences explaining the key findings of your PhD on our website. You can find out more information about the event and how to apply at microbiologysociety.org/Fleming Showcase.
Do you think you'll be able to collaborate with Professor Desiel again in the future?
I'll be pleased to. And they asked me the same question yesterday. It was kind of an internal joke because Quebec, out of the whole Canada, is the only province that they speak French and not English. I thought it was a bilingual province, but it's 90% French speakers. So that was the second challenge. And yesterday they asked me, would you come back? Or you don't want to listen any more French in the next few years? And we just laugh a lot. I say, no, I'd love to come back. Even if it's not myself, sending students to do part of their PhD or their research project out here will be a very good experience because this is a very well-known group. And my relation with Eric has been great so far. We're going to meet again, hopefully, in a conference in September in Germany, the Biosurfactant Conference. I'm really looking forward to that.
As their lab is so much bigger, I guess they must have more funding. Did this give you an opportunity to access equipment and resources that you wouldn't typically get to use?
Yes, they have here a beautiful equipment that I fall in love with, but we don't have that in Jumbo's, or I haven't heard about it in England. It's 2 different equipments to measure nanoparticles, one in a hydrodynamic way and the other more static way. So it's amazing how you can see particles as smaller as few nanometers moving around within a solution, or seeing how they go like different aggregates within a solution. So this equipment was amazing. I had training and I was able to use it for the last couple of weeks. So I'm very pleased about that. That's a new skill that I got from here that I never used before. The checkboard method as well. I have never used a checkboard method for detecting synergy or even the MIC. I used to do traditional culturing, adding different concentrations of drugs and see which was the breaking point between survival and killing, but never using the 96 well plates. I'll take a few new skills to England with me. Hopefully I can teach this and pass this on to the new generation.
It sounds like you've been having a great time in the lab, but tell me about the rest of your visit. Have you been able to explore a bit of Quebec as well?
Yes, I've been lucky because when we choose the dates, they were first based on the funding announcement, and second, away as much as possible from winter. Canada is well known for being a country that reached minus 40 degrees Celsius in winter. So when this conversation happened with Eric last year, the first thing that he says to me was like, hey, don't come in winter. You will die. That was fun. I avoid winter, but when we choose this period of time was based on my lectures in John Moore's and his lectures in here, his conference, my conference, and finally we met these weeks in a row. It was fun because I had the opportunity to be here for Canada Day and Quebec Day. So I celebrate both main holidays from the country here.
So Ale, your visit was partially funded by a Microbiology Society research visit grant. How did you find out about the grants the Society offers, and what made you decide to apply for this grant?
I've been part of the Society since 2013, for the last 6 years. And I won this grant before, a few years back. So I went to Antwerp in Belgium. Mm-hmm. But that visit was short. If I remember well, it was like 2-3 weeks. So after that one, I applied to go to Canada. It's because I won a fellowship from John Moores for early career research. But the fellowship wasn't able to cover all the expenses. And Canada is not particularly a cheap country. So I go, let's say, half the money from the fellowship. And then I remember that I haven't been able to apply for this grant for a couple of years. So I submit my application for the call in October. From that call, I got a feedback on how to improve the proposal for the next one. A very good system, I would say, that the Society has. So they always reply to you with a feedback of your submission, how to improve things and how to make a better proposal for the second time. And that was when I applied for the one in April that was able to cover the rest of my stay here from the second of June until next week.
So you've actually had two successful grant applications now. What advice would you give to members of the Society who are writing a grant application for the first time?
First of all, make sure your focus or the project focus is based on a current problem that we face, because that adds value to the proposal. Targeting a problem from any point of view, from the environmental point of view or industrial microbiology, or in this case that is health, that always add a value. In terms of the proposal itself, keep it real with the time frame that you have. Sometimes we want too much, and when we are realistic, we don't have that much time. And we like to write sometimes, as scientists, loads of methodologies that we want to do. But if we're realistic, we won't be able to do all that in a short period of time. This grant covers up to 3 months, and minimum 1 month. So if you're lucky and you can go 3 months away, keep it real and focus and get as much as you can in that period of time with less objective, but more important. For me, it's not about the amount of objective that I want to reach in with that proposal, but the quality of the outcome. And try to contact the people in advance, because it's not you and what you want to do. It's something that is relevant for the group that you're going to visit, and how what you want to do combine both expertise for a great outcome. Talk with the host. Make sure that they have the equipment that you need. Make sure that you're going to learn and get something out of that you can then apply back home. Because it's not just go for the sake of go. Because if they have the same equipment that you go home, the same methodology, it's not as good as when you show that you're going to learn and improve your skill based on a particular topic.
And that's all we have time for this month. It's been so great hearing from Ale and finding out about how our grants can help develop microbiology in the UK and around the world. If you would like to find out more about our grants, visit the Microbiology Society website at microbiologysociety.org/grants. We also recently published a blog on how to write a successful grant application, so check out the link in the podcast description below for some more advice. Thanks for listening to Microbe Talk.